Yeah, all right. Sorry for all the technical issues. What's that? Okay.
Really, you need some more bandwidth.
I need some more bandwidth. I need much more than bandwidth in my life, you know what I'm saying? But okay, so I gave two introductions already and got cut off, so I'll do a third brief introduction, and we'll just jump right in. I hope you guys can see my screen now. Bekitzer, after putting up the vote, there's some guys wanted to do Tanya, others requested Hilcha Shabbos, so that was the vote. We're in election season right now, so the vote was, I won't say whether the vote was Democratic or Republican, I'll just say there was a vote, and it was mail-in ballot, and everything was halachically correct. So we're able to, we voted, and we concluded we're going to do Hilcha Shabbos. Joking aside, these shiurim we started on the Shabbos Mevorachim between the two minyanim over the summer and expanded. So it's a big zechus to learn together. I put most of the source on English as well. But again, if there's any questions, please. This is not a lecture. This is a shmooze. So we're going to be learning together. So the first thing you have here in the first source in Hilchos Shabbos is the Mishnah, which tells us that there are Avos Melachos Arba'im Chaser Achas. So, there are 39 Melachos, but it doesn't say the number 39, it says 40 minus 1. Hazareya, right, if you're sowing seeds, Choresh is like plowing, Kotzer is cutting, Mamer gathering things, Dosh trampling, Zareya is winnowing, Borer is separating, Tochin grinding up, Merakid sifting, Lash kneading, and Ofen Bishel. These are the first ones that's called the Siddur de Pas, that the Mishnah goes through and lists them. So we'll see in a minute, why is it that the Mishnah didn't just tell us 39? It says, Avos Melachos Arba'im Chaser Achas. Another something to keep in mind as well, is that, not in the part that I quoted right here, but other Melachos in the Mishnah actually gives a shiur for the Melachos. So if you write, when it says Kosev, it talks about writing two letters. So why is it that some Melachos have a shiur, an amount that you have to violate, others don't say anything? So that's a question also that we'll discuss. So let's look to actually the one malacha that is mentioned in the Torah. The actual, only one of the 39 that is said out explicitly is in Shmos, Perek Lamed Hei, source number 2. Vayakel Moshe, it's called Das B'nai Yisrael, V'yomar Alehem, Eile HaDevarim Asher Tziva Hashem Lasoi Sosam. This is what Hashem commanded you. Sheish Yisyamim Tasem Malacha V'yom HaShvish Yihye Lachem Kodesh Shabboson Shabbos Shabboson Lashem Kol HaHusebo Malacha Yumas. Anybody who does Malacha on Shabbos will be put to death. If he was warned, he does it on purpose. And then the one Malacha is Lo Sebaro Eish B'chol Moish V'oseichem V'yom HaShabbos. Don't light a fire B'chol Moshe Seichem, wherever you live, don't light that on Shabbos. So the Havara of making a fire is the only one. The other 38 Malachas are not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. So then, just to understand, when we're learning about the Malachas, we should figure out, well, where does this whole idea come from? So, if we fancy schmancy over here, and I'll highlight, can I do that on here? Can I highlight the PDF? I think so. Here's my little highlight button. All right, anyway, let me go back for a second. It says, Eile HaDevarim, right? So, based upon this phrase, can you see why I highlighted that? That's Ira, can you see on my screen where I just highlighted the word Devarim?
Yes,
okay. Okay, good. So that Devarim, so the Gemara now is working off that. This is now the next source of the Gemara in Shabbos and Ayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Devarim, so it doesn't say Devarim, it says HaDevarim. So, Eile HaDevarim, based on these two phrases, Eile HaDevarim, the Gemara is going to learn out, how do I know that there are, there we go, that's what I meant to do. There's my highlighting tool. Eile HaDevarim, so we work it out. Eile is Shloshim V'teisha, Melachos Shneamar L'Moshe M'Sinai. So, how do we get that Eile HaDevarim? So, we'll do a little Gematria. Joe, you like Gematrias? This is an easy one. Aleph is how much? One. Good. The Lamed is, how much is the Lamed? 30. And the Hay is 5, so that gives us 36. Okay, so Ela's Gematria 36. Now, Devarim, the word without the Hay, Devarim is always plural. So whenever you have something plural, we have a concept called Miut Rabim Shnayim. That if I know it's plural, it has to be more than one. but I don't know how much more than this. It's at least two. I can safely say Devarim is two, because it's plural, but I don't know how much more I can go than that. So Devarim's going to give me two more. So Ela was 36.
Two more
for Devarim gets me to 38. And then the hey, like the ha, the things, that adds one more, like the hey hayadiyah. So that's what the Gemara says over here, that I get to, 39. Right? That's the lima the Gemara says here. Devarim, ha devarim, eila ha devarim. So when you make this whole thing, comes out to be 39 malachas. So that's one way of learning out the source for 39, because again, just the issue we have to figure out is, where does that come from? Where does the Mishnah tell me 39 when I only have one listed in the Torah? So the tradition was, the Masorah was, that there are 39, and that's the hint for it in the Torah. Then another Gemara in Shabbos Mem Tes Amud Beis goes like this. Hodr Yasve K'mabai Luhu Hadatan Ovos Malachas Arbaim Choser Achas K'neged Mi. So how do we know that there are, again, 40 minus 1? We'll see why we have to do that. It doesn't say 39. But what's it corresponding to? Meaning, like, what's the source? Where does that come from? So I'm going to scroll down a little bit to the next part. Omelahu Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama Keneged Avoidos HaMishkan. These were the 39 things that were done in the Mishkan. So they were writing. They used to write in the Mishkan. They used to put letters on the kroshim, on the boards, to have them lined up in a the bishul. They used to do bishul in the Mishkan. So Omelahu Rabbi Yochanan Bar Rabbi Elazar Kach Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi Yosi Ben Lakonia Keneged Malacha Malachto Umaleches Shebetora Arbaim Chaser Achas. So if you count up, these are the words. You have Malacha. Again, I like, there's my little tool. Here we are. Malacha. You have Malachto. Or Maleches. So if you go through the Chumash, you got a little bit of free time one day, and just count up all the times either one of these words, Malacha, Malachto, or Maleches appears in the Chumash, that will bring you to 39. Okay, fine. That's good. So now things get interesting. Is that really true? It's 39? So it continues the Gemara and that says like this. Again, please feel free to ask any questions if what we're saying is not clear. Boy, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi had the following question. I'm looking here, and again, look where I highlighted the word Malachto. So Malachto is mentioned in one of these permutations. It's 39 times. So Vayavo Habaisa Lasos Malachto. So it talks about with Yosef and Ashes Potiphar, where, again, Gemara has a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, doesn't mean Malacha, he went to do his work, or that's a euphemism, he was going to have relations with her. So the Gemara now asks, when I found the word Malachto, Minyana hu olo, is this part of the counting? Is this word Malachto with Yosef, is that one of them? So Amalei Baye, so Baye says, Pashat, I'll tell you the answer. Lacey Sefer Torah, let me bring me a Sefer Torah, and we'll count, and we'll figure out. Is the 39 with it or out? So, Milo Amr Barba Barchana Amr Yochanan Lozoz Misham Achehevi Sefer Torah Umanam. So they didn't move from there. They counted. They brought out a Chumash. They brought a Sefer Torah and they counted them out. Omer Le Kika Mesafkali Mishum Dichsiv Umalachta Haisa Dayam. So, is that part of it as well? They counted and they had 40. But now, is this word the Hamalacha Haisa Dayam? So you have another instance of the word malacha being used in the Chumash. So this is talking about when the Nesiim were bringing them all the gifts. So is this b'minyanahu ha'kamanda omer lasos troch of nichnas? So meaning like this: when you count up the malachas, you have 40 times. So if you're going to count the malacha with Yosef is really being malacha, then this one can't count of Malacha Hayisadayim. That can't count. And if you count this Malacha as one of them, then the one with Yosef can't really be that. What's the question? Each one of the three words? No. All three words is 39 times. All three words is 30 times. You don't have each one, but if you count up all the different words, total comes out to 30. No. That would be much more if you counted if each one was 39. Yeah, hope that clarifies. Again, please feel free to send me the questions. They usually pop up so I can read them and respond. You can ask out loud. It doesn't make whatever you want to do. So the Gemara says like this. Right? Odilmul habayis lasos malachta minyanahu v'haymu malachta haysedayim hachikomer dishlimule avidu. So what is it? Does it mean that they've just finished it? Or is it, it's not they just had all the materials there? So the Gemara ends off with the teku, right? But literally, the translation is it stands, it's unresolved. There is a Rav Shach likes to talk about like a folklore. Now this idea actually appears in the Shita Mikubetzes. It's not, you know, just dumb. But the idea that teku stands for Rosh Tevis. You heard this before? Right? I have a young man listening here. What does it stand for?
Tishbi
Yitaritz Kushya Sabayas. So that's the folklore. It cannot mean that, says the Briska Rav. It cannot mean that, and he goes through the whole thing, because literally the word, it means let it stand. But I'm not going to go into why it can't really be what the Briska Rav explains, why that Rosh Tevis is really inappropriate. It's not accurate, but it means let it stand. So we have a shaila now. What? How do I count up the different times of malachas? Again, we're trying to figure out how do we get to 39. So one way was that they are the 39 malachas that were done in the Mishkan. The other way is counting up the times malacha, malachto, malachas that appears as 39. But we count and we don't have 39. We got 40. So now, whichever one, we have to take one of them and reinterpret the other. So either Yosef was really doing malacha. And in that case, then the hamalach the haisav dayim was not really talking about the malacha, or no, the opposite. Hamalach haisav dayim was really talking about doing the malacha, which then means that you have to reinterpret the story with Yosef and Ashes Potiphar. Okay, so let's do with Rashi over here. Actually, Rashi says Shibatora when you count it, Shiksu b'chol haTorah v'halchik amar kra lo sasu b'chol. Kol malacha, kiminyan kol malacha shibatara. Okay, that's Rashi is hinting at the Gemara we said. So comes along the Marasha and says that really, really, if you look at now source number 5, the Marasha is saying that's why our Mishnah was not saying 39. It said arbaim chaser achas. Because you have to, following what the Gemara is telling us, there really is malacha, is there 40 times in the Torah, but you have to take one out. You have to do chaser achas because one of them can't do it. So that's what he says here on the second line. Sorry, it's a little bit blurry. Ala also de chaser asa achas mehen mash malacha mamish ihach. We have a bais lasos malacha. If you take out one of them, the hamais malacha aisa dayim, right? Misafkal and Rabbi Yosef, right? Which one it is? So that's why the Marasha is answering. Just go back to the top. If you look at the very opening Mishnah, which we said, can you get to that? 1 second. Here we go. It says, "Avos malachos arboim chaser achas." So Marasha is explaining the Mishnah 9 Gimel when it says 40 minus 1 because you have to take out one of the times that the word malacha is used. Okay. Good. Let's move on. I think, is that clear? Now we'll move on to a little bit more about the malachas themselves and the one that is specified in the Chumash. So it says like this: Losvar Eish, quoting now Rashi, Yesh miravosein omrim havara lelav yotzos, v'yesh omrim lechalik yotzos. So you have to explain what this machlokas is. So let's do the first one. When we say that the only one that's mentioned is Havara, that's Lilav Yatzos, that means it's different than all other 39 Malachas. All the other, I guess the other 38 are different than that. Meaning like this. Let's say a person would violate Shabbos on purpose with a warning. They know what they're doing is wrong, and they write, or they cook, or they grind up something, whatever it is, they're planting, whatever it is, they cut down trees. So for every one of those, you're Chayav Skila. However, one opinion, the Gemara, which Rashi is quoting over here, says, no, Havara, lighting a fire, is different. It's a lav. And a lav, if you violate a lav in the Torah, if you're warned and you did it with witnesses, etc., so then you get Malkus. So Havara is essentially different, and that's why the Chumash specifies this one out of the other. It doesn't list any other the malachas because there's a different category. There's different parameters for this one malacha. That's the opinion that says Rashi's quoting first of all that Havara is Lelav Yotzos. Then Yesh Omrim, the other opinion, which Rashi's quoting, no, it's Lechalek Yotzos. That really it means to show you like this, to make it into a different category. Which means as follows. Let's say an example would be like this. A person has a period of forgetfulness. And they wake up Shabbos morning, and they're cooking the whole day long. Non-stop cooking, 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 right? So they cook the whole day. They forgot. So even though they cooked many times, 10, 15, 20 times on Shabbos, it's only one malacha that they did. They did one malacha called Bishul. So then they have to bring one korban chatas because, they forgot. Fine. They knew it was Shabbos, they forgot it was, you're not allowed to cook. Right? So that would be the din. But lechalek yatzas means that each malacha is separate. So let's say it wouldn't be just cooking. Let's say the person wakes up Shabbos morning and not only are they cooking all day long, but they're also writing, right? So we wouldn't say, okay, so they just violated Shabbos. They did it two different ways. They wrote, letters, or they were cooking. We say, no, but since those are two separate malachas, he'd have to bring two separate korbanos, right? Again, provided it's all within one period of forgetfulness. So lechalek means that each one of the malachos is a separate unit unto itself, and therefore it has a separate punishment. If you would violate it, even if it was Beshoge, you'd have to be a korban for each and every one. So the most, now, yes, he did everything wrong. He did menapates. He did everything wrong. All 39, the most you could possibly bring on one Shabbos would be 39 korbanos because you did 39 different categories of malacha. All right. Amit, we're clear? Is that good so far? Yeah? So am I frozen? Can you guys hear me? Please chime in if it's unclear.
Okay. Sorry, I was on mute.
Are we good? Yeah. We're good. That's the two pinches. Rashi says why Havar. Why Havar is mentioned. So working only now within the opinion that lechalik that it's coming to saying. So there's a Tosfos Rid over here in Masechet Shabbos, and he says on the top line, Pirush came to Havar lechalik yotzos ki ilu kosev lo lav. Aval akol. I'm sorry, the ratzak. It's akol malacha malacha dami. So let me explain what the Tosfos Rid is saying. Even though the only one lav of out of the 39 that's written in the Torah is havara, it's really like each one of them has its own thing. It's like the Torah says lo sivashel b'yom hashabbos, lo tichto b'yom hashabbos, lo sizra, lo stachrash. It really is, the Tosfos Rid is saying, it's ki'ilu, like the Torah wrote out a separate prohibition and said it explicitly on each one of the 39s. 39 malachas. V'hei, v'havig luhu, kimo lavin d'chali v'dam, shem chalukin zeh mizeh, v'tzorech asra al chelev, mishum chelev, al dam, mishum dam, v'kol kach, So the way the Tosfos Rid is learning is that each and every single malacha has its own name, its own shame, and therefore when we talk about violating Shabbos, it's not just like you violated Shabbos and therefore you bring one korban. Each and every one is a separate violation. You violated Shabbos through doing Harisha. You violated Shabbos through doing Zareya, through doing Bishul, through doing Borer. Each one has its own, and each shame, like just like Chelev and Dam, you're not allowed to eat either one of them, but there's one prohibition of eating Chelev, that's the type of fats on the animal, and there's one thing of eating Dam, the blood. So two separate things. So there's 39 separate categories. That's the way the Tosfos Rid. And then, as the Mefarshim point out, Rashi learns differently. Rashi understands when the Gemara says chelev v'dam dumi techina v'ketzira shehein shnei gufin. They're two different bodies. So let me try to work this out for a minute. What Rashi is saying and how it's different, in fact, than the Tosfos Harid. According to Rashi, there's just a prohibition of violating Shabbos. That's clear. And then there are 39 different ways of violating Shabbos. But the Isser, it's one Isser. It's one Isser. You just did it with different things. Let me give you an example. And I'll show you some sources on the sheet that discuss this. Let's say, for example, a person doesn't know about Shabbos. He did everything wrong. He brings one korban. Let's say a person didn't know, was beshogging, didn't know about the iser of arayas, of people it's forbidden to have relations with. And he went and had five different arayas. So would you say what? He did one iser five times, or he did five different isurim? So that would depend upon how you understand what the prohibition was. Let's go to the next source on here. Pull it up for the Rambam. This is source number 9 in Hilchos Shgagos. The Rambam here is talking about a shogeg is when you did an aver on accident. Says the Rambam like this: Habal aharayas harbe behel machas. So if a person had many different relations, I see a question coming up. Let me see that for a second. With a sister, it says the sister of a father, or right, correct. There are different love, and it could be, you've almost discussed some complicated cases where a woman could be prohibited for the same woman could be prohibited for a multiple different types of relationships. Okay. Habal arayas harbe behel me'echa. So in one period of forgetfulness, he had many different relationships. Afal pi shekulon mishem echod. Even there's one iser, right? It's one prohibition called like nida, right? So the problem is he had relations with five different women. They were all in a state of nida. So even though it's shem echod, right? Can I highlight that in the Rambam over here? Can I get the sort of. No, it's not letting me highlight anymore. It's not letting me highlight. Oh, yeah. What can I tell you? Ho'il v'hein gufim muchlokim, but since they're different physical bodies, chayavakol achas v'achas. So we wouldn't say, oh, you just did one prohibition of nida, and you just did it multiple times. Now by Shabbos, let's go back a second. What do we say by Shabbos? A person is writing all day long, many times. It's all shogeg, it's all one period of forgetfulness. So we said you bring one korban. Aye, but by the arayas, by an erva, it's not just one prohibition of nida, one prohibition of an erva, it's however many is, five, six, seven, different, whatever happened, however many times. Your chayiv says the Rambam, akol achas v'achas. So how do we understand, the nature of Shabbos? Is it one particular Isser? You just did it 39 different ways? Or no, there were 39 separate Isserim. So continues the Rambam on the next line. Ketzad. Hareshabal Chamish Noshim Nida is a man had a relation with five different women, and each one was in Nida. Oshabal Chamish Achiosav, O Chamish Benosav, Behelim Achas. The man has five daughters, and he didn't realize he's not allowed to, so he had relations with his daughters. Chayav Akol Guf Viguf. He's Chayav for each and because they're separate bodies, separate Guf. Mikan Atalomit Shezesh Amr Chacham Habala Zochor Habevi Zochor Allah Behelim Achas Chayav Chatas Achas. But Medav Amurim. Okay, it's a Shai. Oh, so Zochor Atz. Fine. Aval Im Hay Zochor Achir Bein Shbal Shnayim. I don't want to get too far into that. Let me go back to this key point here. He's Chayav Akol Guf VeGuf. There we go. Now I can underline it. So this is the fundamental difference between Rashi's understanding what the Isser is on Shabbos. Rashi learned it was gufin nuklachim. So according to Rashi, each it's one iser. It's one iser called violating Shabbos, but you have 39 different gufim, 39 different categories of that. Whereas the Tosfos Rid was saying, no, it's ke'ilu as if the Torah wrote, even though it only wrote out by Havara, it wrote it out in each and every single one of the different melachas. Let me just close the screen for a second. Are there any questions so far? I want to make sure that we got it. Dan, we're good? Dovi? Moshe, any questions, guys?
No. There is a question. On the one hand, you have Shabbos as it's a violation of one. The other, the 39 different categories, each one of the categories has its own prohibition, and therefore if you violate any one of them, that's a standalone as well. That seems to be the two poles of what's being presented.
Correct.
Isn't there something in the middle?
No.
That's where...
No. So let me explain why there's nothing in the middle. At the end of the day, you still can't do it. We'll have to figure out what the difference is now between the Rid and Rashi's understanding. But how do I... What I'm trying to bring out is the conceptualizing the point. Do I view the prohibition, the 39 malachas, as just one basic prohibition? Right? There are, it's called Mechal Shabbos, Isur Shabbos. There's just one thing called it, violating Shabbos. Now, there are 39 different ways of doing it. That's the way Rashi's learning it. So that's like, if a person had relations with five different women, they're prohibited. It's one Nida. The prohibition is called Nida, but he just did it with five different people. So he did it with 39 different malachas. But there's, well, essentially there's only one prohibition. That's Rashi's understanding. The other understanding of it, and again, we'll have to find out what the difference is practically, is the way the Tosfos Rid was saying that it's shemos. Each one has a different shame, there's 39 separate prohibitions. So it sounds like you just violated Isser Shabbos. You violated Bishel. You violated, I'm giving the same ones over, Choresh, Zora, Dosh, you violated Borer, whatever one it is, you violated that specific prohibition. So there are 39 separate different types of prohibitions, categories, that are falling under this. So, okay, that's why there's no middle ground in this. You can't do it, but the question is, how do I conceptualize it? So, okay, at the end of the day, you say, who cares? Like, what's the, you know, like we say, l'may nafkamina, what difference does it make whether or not, how do I categorize this? So that already is from Rav Menachem Zemba. Let me just go back, I'll share my screen again. Rav Menachem Zemba was one of the Gedolim in Poland. So, Zecher Tzadik, Kodos Vrocha, and we all say Hashem Yikom Domov. He was murdered by the Germans, Yimach Shimon. Where's my, oh, here it is. Share the screen one more time. Okay. So in his Sefer, he says like this. Uve emes titzarech im bedivri Rashi. Dilfi svaroso, the malachas einam shemus muchlakim, right? They're not different. Rashi says they're not different, names. Raka kol iser Shabbos, right? It's just one thing. It's but you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Chiluk on the chatos, as guvim muchlakim, say im kein shuv loy boy hasra lechom malacha malacha bishma. So according to this, according to Rashi, this is what Menachem Zemba is pointing out. According to Rashi, you don't have to give a hasra on each and every malacha. You see somebody who's about to, cook, go barbecue a steak or something like that. So you don't have to say, don't do that, that's Havara, don't do that, that's Bishul. You just say, don't do that, that's Osir on Shabbos. You don't have to explain what, because it's, again, within Rashi's understanding of the concept, is that you just have one prohibition, so you just have to warn, don't break Shabbos. If you see somebody's about to water their grass, you don't have to tell them, don't do that, Zare. You don't have to say it, you just say, don't do it, that's Shabbos. That's the way Rashi would understand it for that. Right? Then Isra HaKolel, an overall prohibition, don't do that, it's also on Shabbos, and that's it, according to Rashi. Whereas, according to the Tosfos Rid, which I'll read inside, but the idea he's pointing out, according to the Tosfos Rid, that's not true. According to Tosfos Rid, you can't just say, don't do that on Shabbos, because it's not just one general Isser. There are 39 separate ones. You better get it right. You better tell somebody, don't do this because that is Zareya. Don't do that because that is Choresh. Don't do that because that's Menapetz. You have to give the actual prohibition what they're doing. So that would be the nafkamina between the understanding of Rashi versus the Tosfos Harid. I didn't put it on the source sheet, but the Gemara actually, I think, in the beginning of Avakama, when it talks about Avos and Toldos. Yes, question.
I didn't know that I was, it cut you off. I thought you were finishing the fact that lighting is against the rules of it's like one of the big prohibitions, and then there's lighting the fire and then going ahead to cook. Would you separate the two?
Yes, yeah, the two separate things.
Fire. Okay, that's it. I have broken. And then also I went ahead to cook and still went again to benefit from the fire by eating the same food. So
yeah, so we'll have to learn in upcoming classes. Yeah, like Moshe, for example, let's say I didn't light the fire. Let's say I just walked over. I had a fire that was burning on the stove from before Shabbos started. And then I walk over and I start scrambling some eggs on it or something, or boiling water or something like that. So I didn't light the fire, but I still violated the separate one. So if I would go ahead and do both, if I would turn on the fire and then start the boiling up a cup of coffee, something like that, then that's two separate prohibitions. So you could do multiple actions. You want actions, you have multiple prohibitions involved. But I thought you were going to talk about something else. What about benefiting from that? Let's say, like, what that we'll learn about that upcoming. We actually get into the practical cases. What's going to be the din? Let's say somebody did violate Shabbos. Even if it was accidentally. They didn't know. They were preparing the tuna salad and they did borer. They're preparing the cholent and they accidentally cooked something. Whatever it is, we'll have to learn if you're allowed to get benefit, if it's a difference for you or for other people as well. But tonight's class will just give an introduction to the conceptual of it, and we'll see how. And we have one more introduction class as well, and then we'll jump right in. We'll actually going through. We'll start with our going through each one of the 39. We'll see how far we get. Mitzvah Hashem, we should have a lot of siyata d'shmaya. But I want to thank everybody. I do have these source sheets as a PDF, so if anyone would like, please let me know. I can easily send those out to you. And God willing, we'll continue on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. I don't know, about half hour, 40 minutes or so. Please email me, send me WhatsApp, any questions, comments, ha'oras. And I wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful week. Thanks so much, everyone. Take care.